ever in all my ministry come to a Christmas with more of a sense of sadness for the world. I wonder if you feel the same. I've never come to a Christmas where there is such a sense of mess about. You know, things are really bad and sad and horrible things are happening. And it seems to me that we have to, whatever else we do, we have to, as believers in Jesus, recognize that. And so that's at the heart of our service today, a recognition that Jesus has come. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. But he's in a world which is dreadfully torn and sad. And the calling of the Christian, well, one or two people have asked me casually, really, during the last week, how we should, what should be our approach to Christmas this year? And my answer spontaneously has been, I think we should cry more. I think we should cry more. Not just crying in the sense of tears, although that included, but crying in the sense of crying to God. God, please deliver us. Now, a part of our service today will be exactly that. There's a wee video that you'll see, which I find very moving, and then immediately after, there are four of you going to lead us in prayer. But the main thing about that prayer is that it's an opportunity for us, in our own way, to say, Lord, please, we need you. We really need you. That's at the heart, I think, of our worship today. Now, one or two wee announcements here. And now,
5-8. I wait for the Lord, my whole being waits, and in his word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning. Yes, more than watchmen wait for the morning. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins.
Luke chapter 2, verses 4-7. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to him, to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them.
John chapter 6, verse 7-11. Philip answered him, It would take more than half a year's wage to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite. Another one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. Here is a boy with five small barley loaves two loaves and two small fish. But how far will they go among so many people? Jesus said, have the people sit down. There were plenty of grass in that place, and they sat down. About 5,000 men were there. Jesus then took the loaves and gave thanks and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish.
The Philippines, chapter 2, verses 5-11. In your relationships with one and another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equally with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
I want you to imagine this morning that I'm old and that I'm a resident of Capernaum many years ago. And I haven't got anything to dress up in, but if I had a chance to dress up, I would dress up like one of these old shepherds and look the part. So you're just going to have to use your imagination. Because I want to tell you a story as if I was one of those who were there. And I want to make some connections which are not in the Bible. So these are imaginary connections, but I think are quite helpful, maybe, as we think. Remember, our theme today is No Room. I suppose I was only a little boy when I met him the first time. There in the straw he lay. My dad had to lift me up to have a look. And I saw the baby, and that baby got into my mind and into my heart. Of course, it was rotten the way it happened. Babies should be born in nice places and be given a loving welcome that is warm and reassuring, not in a cold and drafty shed. It was our fault, in a way. Well, not my fault, my dad's. He told them there was no room in the house. But he did offer the shed at the back. If he hadn't done that, I'd never have seen the baby. They went anyway, as unobtrusively as they'd come. The little baby cradled in his mother's arms, and off they went to Nazareth, for that's where they'd come from. And it was around that time that we moved from Bethlehem ourselves to the beautiful Lake of Galilee, to a town called Capernaum. And there too, my dad was able to buy a house big enough so that we could receive guests. And my early life was filled with fun and laughter, the brightness of the sunshine, the glistening of the lake, and the freshness of the fish. And what characters were there too in my little town of Capernaum? There was Big Peter, who always spoke before he thought, and Andrew, his brother, and Nathaniel, and a lot of others. What characters they were. And we grew up among them. singing songs, learning the old stories of Moses and Elijah. We used to have great games, pretending to be the prophets of Baal, dancing around the altar and that kind of carry on. And somebody, maybe sometimes it was even me, if I remember right, I would be Elijah and call down the fire from God out of heaven. And it always came when we played the game. And in the midst of all of that, we dreamt dreams of a bigger world, and wondering where we fitted in. Were we people that God could use as he'd used Moses and as he'd used Elijah? Could God have a plan that would include us in some big strategy? It was there in Capernaum I met him again. He'd become friendly with Peter and Andrew, and they wanted my dad to meet him. And so they all came round to our house. And I told you, we had a big house and we had a big room. And often people would come and talk there and chat and meet. I'd tasks to do, of course. I'd water to carry and food to lay on the table. And there he was. And I just knew. He was the baby whom once I'd seen at Bethlehem. He wasn't a baby any longer, but I knew it was him. He was a man now, strong. And obviously, people liked him. And when I looked into his eyes, they were the same eyes as the eyes of that baby long ago. And this time, we'd given him room. He wasn't in a shed. He was in our main room, eating and talking and sharing our life. What a moment when you recognize the baby, either at first or later. And never to be forgotten was that great day when I could not only give him room in our house, but I could do something special for him. I didn't know it was going to happen. Everybody was going, of course. He was having a meeting outside the town, specially arranged place. People got to know the time and roughly at least when he would be there, and we were all going. You wouldn't want to miss hearing Jesus, would you? He had such a beautiful voice, the Lord Jesus. People loved to sit and hear him as he spoke about God and life and love and God's glorious purpose. They just love to hear him. And so we all went. We all went. And as long as he was speaking, it was fine. But then evening came. And everybody was hungry, weren't they? Except me. Well, I was hungry, but I knew I had an answer. Because I had 5 loaves and 2 fish in my bag. But a lot of people hadn't brought anything. At first I thought that was just tough. But I felt a bit sorry as I heard Andrew and Peter asking and Philip and other friends, are we going to feed all these people? It's a crisis. What are we going to give them? And then Andrew spotted me. He said, oh, there's a boy here. That was me. There's a boy here. And he's got 5 loaves and 2 fish, but that's ridiculous. That wouldn't make a bit of difference among so many people. Jesus said, though, over the din, bring them to me. And I took them. I took them in my hand, out of my bag. And I looked into the face of the baby, the man, the Lord. And I gave the gifts to him. The fish and the bread. I was embarrassed. It was just my picnic. It was nothing. I'll never forget how Jesus took these fish and that bread into his hands, and it was like these fish and the bread that I brought were the most precious things that anybody had ever given him, ever. They were so special to him. And he looked at them. And he prayed a prayer. Can't remember the words. I suppose it went something like, Lord, you see the gifts that this poor laddie has brought. I want you to make them enough for all the crowd. It must have been a prayer like that. And they began to share them out. And there was always another roll, and there was always another fish. Again, don't know where they came from. Till all the crowd was fed. And I discovered something that day that I've never forgotten. We had no room in the inn. Yes, we had room in our sitting room. But I'd also found a way of making room in my life to serve him. I had nothing much to give, but I gave what I had. And he added everything else to it. I've not been one of the star disciples. You won't read much about me in what you call the Bible, except maybe that bit about loaves and fishes. But I was one of the supporters of Jesus, and we kept in touch with all that happened to him and how his name became famous all across the world. And I've never forgotten the baby. Because that baby is the star that has guided my life and enriched me with his peace. Once we said no room, but it was only once. And since then, there has always been room for him. And every day I pray, whatever I can be or do for you, let me do it, and always help me to keep the door of my heart wide open so that you can stay with me and use me and love me. And you've answered my prayer again and again. Do you get the story? Part of it connects in a way that the Bible doesn't quite connect, but the heart of it, oh, my brothers and sisters, the heart of it is, we need to make room. And the end of it is that he makes room. Do you remember that? In my Father's house, there are many rooms. I've prepared a place for you. In this world, we prepare a place for him. But all the time, he's preparing a place for us. Let's pray together.